Hello and welcome to 1090 Talks. I'm your host, Paul 1090, with my guest, JMOG 1090.
Thank you for having me.
So, JMOG 1090, have you heard of any good games lately?
Actually, I have. There have been a few games come out recently that I've had my eye on, but number one being brand new game, Half-Life Alyx.
So tell us more about Half-Life Alyx.
Well, Half-Life Alyx just came out this year, and it's a fully VR first-person shooter that was completely developed and published by Valve. Now, while it was published on Valve, it's usable on the Valve Index, along with many other VR headsets. Now, it's the third installment in the Half-Life series, but it takes place in between Half-Life and Half-Life 2, so I guess you could call it Half-Life 1 and a half.
Yeah.
And you play as Alyx Vance, which is the daughter of Eli Vance, who, spoiler alert, dies in Half-Life 2. And you fight. And you fight against the occupying alien Combine, and you use your VR gloves to interact with the environment using gravity gloves, which were produced by Russell, which, fun fact, is the same person who voiced Welcome to Jumanji.
Okay. So you've done your research on this game.
Yes, I have.
So how much is the game and everything that you need for the game?
Well, the actual game, I'm not really sure how much it costs, but to play the game, you need a VR headset, so you can use anything from the Oculus Quest with the Quest Link to the Valve Index. Now, to use any one of these headsets, you do need a computer, so in total, the least it would amount to is probably around $600 to $1,000 just for the setup.
And how do you plan to get the money to get this game and the things that you require to play it?
Right now, I'm not really sure. I mean, with the quarantine and everything, it's not like I can just get out and do odd jobs around the neighborhood. But one thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to start my own podcast on Anchor called Stupid Random Facts. You can catch my trailer for that soon. And I'm trying to put up Fiverr gigs. I also have a Twitter account, so if you have something that, you know, you want me to put on Fiverr, you can just DM me on Twitter at Jameson Green. So I'm trying my hardest.
So please help him out so he can get this wonderful game that he wants to have. So he can make YouTube videos, right? You do YouTube, correct?
Yes, I do some YouTube.
So yeah, so I'm pretty sure he would do YouTube videos on this game. He just needs your guys' help to get started.
Of course, if I got an Oculus Rift S, which is what I want, for $399, which I don't need the full $399 because I'm going to get it used. But if I get it, then I'm going to play Half-Life Alyx and so many more VR games on YouTube, like Walking Dead VR and Beat Saber. And so please, please do help me out.
Okay, so now, there are so many games out there that we all just love and play. And VR brings it all together to let us all play at one, to feel what it's like to be in the game like we've always wanted to be.
To really immerse yourself in the environment and actually feel like you're the main character.
Because that's how games should make you feel. Like you're that person.
And that's why VR is so great, because you can't get that level of immersion with just a 2D computer game or console game. I mean, you have to be there and in the environment, and that's why VR is so great.
I like how we're trying to get sponsored by VR.
It's not necessarily sponsored. I mean, I just need some help getting it. And guys, whoever is listening to this, you're helping me right now just by listening to this because it gives views, which gets ads, which gets monetization, and that's really great of you guys. So if you could just refer, like I was saying, I mean, just listening to this podcast helps us out so much. So thank you for that. Now I'm gonna stop rambling on and give Paul 1090 back the spot as host.
Sorry about that brief intermission and that it cut off in the middle of his sentence. I apologize for that. It just had to happen.
Although he didn't need to say that because we could have edited it out.
But still, let's get back to talking. Like I've said before, games should make you feel like you're there, in it, always. No
They
matter.
immerse you in whatever world they're trying to convey that you're in. And Half-Life Alyx, going back to that game, it does such a great job with immersion because the lighting, they use like the actual ray falling, technology they've came up with, and the lighting is amazing. And the way that you use the gravity gloves to bring things towards you, it's really immersive and it's really fun, it's really cool.
If any of you gamers are out there on Xbox One, my username is RoguePaul1090. Feel free to add me. And JMOG1090, he plays on PlayStation 4, so feel free to add him too.
Or not, because I don't currently have internet.
Oh, yeah. But still, he sometimes plays with me on my Xbox One, so you can play with both of us at RoguePaul1090.
Is there anything else that you want to go over in this episode of the podcast, or are we going to start bringing it to a close?
I think we're going to start bringing it to a close for the first podcast of 1090 Talks.
And hopefully you'll go over and check out my podcast soon, Stupid Random Facts with JMOG1090, where I talk about everything that you don't need to know, but you tune in just to find out.
Give
I've
them
got
a little
a trailer on
taste.
that coming out soon.
Give them a little taste what they're going to hear on your podcast.
Give them a little taste. I think that if they want to hear a little taste of what they're going to hear on my channel, they'll check out the trailer coming out today.
Okay, so stay tuned for his trailer that's going to be coming out soon.
Again, that's Stupid Random Facts with JMOG1090.
Well, thank you, beautiful people, for tuning in and listening to us talk.
Thank you, Mr. 1090, for having me on your podcast.
And we will see you next time on 1090 Talks.
Goodbye.